This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Violence and misunderstanding. Well, we call on you, mm-hmm. on your community. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody is speaking to you violently and saying, God, those Muslims, they stink. I wish I'll go rape their women. Or why don't you go and do this? Or my very good close friend of mine, she had her hijab ripped off a couple of days ago in Leicester. She's traumatized. The police did not came and questioned her husband and not the people who did it. These are real things that really shake people. Well, so what are you doing in your community, dear viewer? What are you doing to stop the hatred when you hear it?
Tell us more about this. What happened now? Was this in the news? Was this something that was just a isolated incident that happened in your neighborhood now or with your friend? Was this something? Why did this happen? So she's a practicing Muslim woman with
she's
hijab.
She's a practicing Muslim. And, she's a convert, alhamdulillah.
And someone just off the street randomly came and just...
No, there'd been some bullying by this gang of about five adults. They live in the same building and they've been shoulder barging and, you know, making comments. Was it go back to Iran? I think they were saying to her some random, you know, it's normally Saudi Arabia. I don't know why Iran came up. But anyway, they'd obviously read something on the internet that day. And so they've been bullying them and other Muslims in the block for a while. And this particular day it tipped over and they pulled her hijab off and she was actually on the ground looking for it outside her home. And her husband went after them on his own, which is dangerous. And there was a scuffle. And then they called the police. They ran away laughing. They called the police and the police questioned him and said, did you start the fight? Did you do this? And now they're so upset by their interactions with the police, they don't feel that they can report it. So we're still working on this, inshallah. And when, you know, sister's ready, when she's ready, inshallah, she will. But this is, it's a fight, brother. It's a fight because you're upset. You don't feel the police are on your side, and then you've got to get the guts to go in and see them again and be bullied by the state. Mm. And that's really difficult.
Is this like a group like Tony Robinson, like the EDL or something? Or these are some local thugs? Or
just local thugs mm-hmm. for a bit of fun, bit of a laugh.
So the police, I mean, they're still there. She has to still see these people, and there haven't been any consequences. They haven't been...
Nothing.
Charged with any...
Not even a knock on their door.
Not even a knock on the door. Has there been public outcry, some public pressure from that?
We've got a group called MEND, and we're in touch with them, Muslim Engagement. And we're going to be speaking to them, inshallah, about this.
Hopefully this can get out and there could be some more public pressure. Isn't the mayor there Muslim?
In London. Yeah, London. Sadiq.
But this is where? Where is this at?
Leicester.
This is Leicester.
In the Midlands. It's a couple of hundred. It's about 150 miles, maybe 125 miles away. Uh-huh. Yeah, here's the issue, brother. This is normal for Muslim women. It's like, oh, you get spat at. Never mind.
It's becoming more normal in the UK. It's getting worse rather than better.
It is what it is. I've left. Uh-huh. Yeah, make no mistake. I left. I left because I'm afraid that society is falling apart, and I wish it well. My daughters are there, my friends are there, my family, extended family are there. But for me as a Muslim, I felt and it's not just about faith. It's not even just about ethics. It's about the commercial material society. When you take away people's material goods, and that's what's happening now in the UK. That's what happened post COVID. People fall apart, and it becomes really kind of dangerous. And that. Allah took me from that, alhamdulillah.